I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insight.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
Hello, guys. Mark from Tree Studio. So, in this brand new episode, we're going to talk about pre-wedding consultations. So you have booked with your favorite wedding photographers and videographers, and roughly around 1 month before your weddings, and they will give you a call or even an email telling you, hey, let's arrange a pre-wedding consultation. And you wonder, what is a wedding pre-wedding consultation? A pre-wedding consultation is a meeting arranged usually 1 month before your wedding, and it acts as a great opportunity to catch up again with your wedding photographer or videographer. And I'm sure most of the people would have an instant question coming up. Do we have to meet exactly 1 month before? Can we meet like earlier or later, like a week before my wedding? From a photographer's point of view, I would usually suggest couples to meet us 1 month before their wedding time, because 1 month is a very common time for the Melbourne couples to confirm the details with their wedding suppliers. For example, their celebrant, wedding band, florist, and etc. So for our wedding industry, it's a common rule that to double confirm the details with their couples a month before their wedding. And I won't suggest the pre-wedding consultation to be arranged too early as well, because at that time, it will be hard for the couple to confirm all the details from the suppliers, and the couple will forget what they have discussed with me during the pre-con meetings. And the cons of arranging the pre-con meeting too late will be for the 2 weeks just before their wedding. The bride and groom are usually quite busy for the all final confirmations, and this is usually not a great time for some more figures and advices. After you receive your invite from the photographer to attend the pre-con meeting, you can talk with them about your location for the meetings. It's usually very flexible, but usually we will invite our couples to come into our studio and meet with our photographers, as the studio definitely provides a more private and comfortable environment for talking. However, if the photographer's place is very far away from yours, definitely, you can arrange something like a Skype or Zoom meeting. For the pre-con meetings, there are a few details that you will need to talk with your wedding photographers so you can make the most out of it. The first thing we're going to talk about is the wedding timeline. The wedding timeline serves as a backbone of your wedding day, and a good wedding timeline can help you to run your wedding day photography and other things smoothly, as wedding photography is a service that truly relies on time. Being on time is crucial for the bride and groom's day to be seamlessly. That is why we will discuss the wedding timeline once again, just to make sure we can get everything on time. We will start from the morning all the way to the reception, such as when we will be at the bride and groom's house for the getting ready in the morning, and then what time are we leaving for the ceremony, and how long roughly does the ceremony goes, and what time do we have to be at the reception. And by that, we can calculate how long do we have time for the location photos. At Tree Studio, what we usually do is we will provide our couple with a wedding detail checklist, so it's easier for them to follow up and catch up with the details. On the list, they can put in their getting ready address and ceremony address, as well as their contact number and other details. Then we will talk with the couple about the time we have to be at certain locations. Usually a 15 minutes buffer time will also be added just in case anything happens, such as the traffic or anything. A good wedding timeline definitely helps you to be at your ceremony on time, as well as making sure your photographer's not missing anything that's important. After you guys have worked out a detailed wedding timeline, then it's time for you to talk with your wedding photographers on the locations for your photo session on the wedding day. So based on the time calculations, your photographers will tell you what roughly time you will have after your ceremony to do your location photos just before the receptions. If you are looking for a good locations in the CBD, but just not sure which one it's worth to go, you can ask your wedding photographer as he is most likely to be experienced with that. And he will give you some very insightful advice based on his experience, such as going to the Parliament House for a photo shoot on a Saturday will not be such a good idea, as you will have like up to 10 couples waiting there to take photos at that place. So your precious time could be easily wasted just by standing there waiting for the spots. So it's important to check your photo locations with your photographers before your wedding day. If you are arranging sunset photos during your reception breaks, it's important to discuss with your photographers to let him know that you are looking for sunset photos. A professional photographer will research on that day to see when is the sunset time. A sunset photo is usually arranged 20 minutes for the exact time when the sun goes down, so we can get those dreamy, artistic, and romantic shots before the light is out. Next up, after you have figured out your detailed wedding timeline with your photographer, we can then move on to talk about your desired wedding photography style. Comparing to the first meeting with your wedding photographers a few months ago, the couples now will have a better understanding and insight of their wedding at this stage, and the couple would have a better idea knowing what they want and what they don't. The couples can tell the wedding photographers their preferred photo style, for instance, candid, photojournalistic, or documentary style. You can also show some artworks done by other photographers, so it's easier for your photographers to understand what you want. If you are not sure what are you looking for the styles, I would strongly recommend you to go on to Pinterest, Instagram, or Facebook to see what other wedding couples that have the same interest with you to see their wedding photos, and you can use them as inspirations and ideas for your wedding day photography, and you can share them with your wedding photographer. It's important to talk with your wedding photographer about what you like and what you don't, so we can keep on the same page. And if you have booked a wedding videographer for your wedding, next up, he will ask you for your music you liked for your wedding highlight. The music plays an important role on the results of a wedding highlight. A good piece of music complements with the video footage and takes the wedding highlights to the next level. The music can naturally boost emotion of a wedding video, and at Tree Studio, we usually give our couples three choices for their wedding music. And what I usually suggest the couples is, you can choose some light, easygoing music for the morning part, and a music that is romantic to be used for the ceremony, and a happy vibe music for later in the reception. The music is a quiet topic for the videography, so if you are interested to learn how to choose a good piece of music for your wedding highlight, make sure you do check out our blog, The Wedding Videography's Postwork and Behind the Scene of the Wedding Video Editing. In the end, a pre-com meeting usually lasts around 40 to 1 hour, and it's a good opportunity for you to discuss all the details, including the timeline, your wedding photo locations. Lastly, the pre-com meeting is also a good opportunity for you just to double confirm with your wedding photographers on what you will be getting after all the service. Apart from the image you will be getting, you can ask him how many prints, enlargement, or albums we will be getting. It's important to get all those details sorted just before your wedding, so after wedding, you can enjoy your honeymoon with your loved one with peace of mind. Your desired style, as well as your music and all the other details. If you have any other questions about your pre-com meeting coming up with your photographers, you're welcome to contact us, and we're so happy to help you. This is Mark from Tree Studio. Thank you for staying with us. I will see you in the next episode. Bye.